one word that makes Marry Me to Special?
Probably happiness, because you can, like, you're literally always happy there. Like, there's not one time where I, like, have a frown on my face. Like, I'm always smiling there. Like, I'm the happiest person there. And just, like, I feel like there, like, you literally, you don't think about anything besides, like, just camp and, like, how fun it is and everything about it.
Welcome to Beside Lake Mita. Today on the pod, we're talking to Sammy Cahan. We talk about what Sammy's most looking forward to during her upcoming fourth summer at camp and her list of favorites. Don't forget to follow Beside Lake Mita on Instagram and subscribe to the podcast in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your pods. Knit one, roll two! Sammy Cahan, this one's for you.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Sammy.
What's up?
So, we're just going to talk about camp.
Yeah. Perfect.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sammy Cahan. This was my third year at camp, and I love it. It's so fun. I definitely, like, if it's your first year at camp, like, and you want to go to summer camp, like an overnight camp, even for 2 weeks, I definitely recommend going to Marymita. It's the best place.
So, how did you decide on Marymita?
Okay, so my aunt, she went to Marymita. I think she was a camper for around, like, 6 years. And I know she came back for a counselor for, like, 2 or 3 years. And my dad went to Menominee, and my family, like, goes to Menominee for post-camp a lot. And my first year there was in 2016. And we went to go visit Marymita in Chippewa. And we first started off with Marymita because it was farther away, and I literally loved it. I saw myself, like, being there, like, for the rest of my life. And we went, and we were, like, driving back, and my dad was like, we're going to go to Chippewa. And I was like, no, I don't want to go to Chippewa. Like, I want to go to Marymita.
When you went for your first year, like, did you have a big group of friends going, or did you not know so many people?
So my cabin was split up, and the only people I knew was the people that were in my cabin, which was, like, I knew 2-3 people that were in my cabin. I had a really small cabin. My first year was 6 people, and one person didn't live here, but I knew the rest. And yeah, from my first year to, like, my second year, especially, like, they combined our cabin. Like, I made so many more friends. Like, I have a whole big group of friends now from camp, and like, I, like, those are your best friends. Like, you won't, those are better friends than, like, you have at school. Like, they're the best.
Yeah. Let's get into some of your favorites. How about your favorite activity?
My favorite activity is skiing. It's a lot of people's favorite. My first year, like, I couldn't even get up. I was trying, like, I couldn't get up my entire year. And then my second year, I remember it was the entire summer. Like, I went second session. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get up until, like, the last week. And, like, I was, like, the happiest person. And this year, like, I'm on slaloming now, and it's, like, a big process.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's, like, always try your best for, like, you will get up one day.
How about your favorite, like, evening program game?
Capture the flag, for sure. I think it's, like, so fun. And it's really just something that, like, it's, like, a big competition, and, like, it is a lot of points, and it's so fun because you get to, like, really work as a team. Like, you get to cheer on your team, and I think it's super fun.
You mentioned cheering. What is your favorite song or cheer?
To sing, like, the mess hall, I like Marry Me to Beat the best. I think it's, like, a, like, good, just, like, song, like, it's easy to catch on to. And then my favorite cheer, I think, would be maybe Strawberry Shortcake, Cup of Blueberry Pie. That one, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just something that, like, always will get stuck in my head, and I think it's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. What's one of your favorite camp foods?
Okay, I personally like grilled cheese or, like, chicken fingers, but a lot of people don't really like this, but I personally like the chicken salad. I think it's good. Like, I'm really picky eater, but something like that's so good. But if I had to pick one, it'd probably be grilled cheese because it's just so good and like you can eat as many as you want.
What's your favorite camp tradition that we have in Marietta?
I like the campfires and all the songs or the sing because it's been going on for so long that like we always sing like went to like even like 1990s we sang from, and it's just like a good memory to keep, and like you learn all these songs from like 1990 and like you're like learning all these new songs. And then for the campfire it's like every Friday almost, and just like you get to meet the whole camp and it's so fun.
How about, I know the sings during Red and White, but how about like your history of teams, Red and White?
Mine, I my first year I went second session, my second year I went second session, and I've always been a red. And my first year, the theme was airport. And for my second year, it was Broadway, and we actually won the sing that year. And this year was fire station. I was a red again. I've never been a white.
And how about for our Marietta history of teams or the year that you went for a session?
Yeah, I was a Mary. I was a little captain actually, and I was in the MT. I was in Sophie's MTV. It was I always forget the name, but it was like "If You Wanna Be My Lover," that song.
Wannabe?
Yeah, Wannabe. I always forget it, and it was so fun. Like that, and it was my first year. And I love MTVs so much.
What's your favorite thing to do like when we're not doing activities, like during like rest hour and stuff like that?
I like just like being with my friends. I personally like playing jacks. Like this year, me and Maya were Hoffreg. We pl I like I'm telling you, we played every rest hour like playing jacks, and it was so fun. And like I just like to like spend quality time with my cabin.
What about the Jax tournament? Is that one of your favorite things to do?
Yeah, this year actually I got real. I think I won a lot. I think I won all of them first session. I like it because it's like you get to play with different people like you never get to play with. And I personally like it because it's just like a game that I learned my first year and I was so bad at it. Blake Merrill actually taught me how to do it. And I couldn't even like throw the ball up. It was so hard for me. And now like just playing it with like different people and for like a tournament, I think it's actually a really fun game that for like Red and White and Marietta.
Do you have any like crazy camp memories from this year or past years?
From this year, my best memory, I remember the storm that we had. I remember just like falling asleep and I see like flashes and like what is that? And Maya was actually still up and she's like, "Guys, did you see that?" And like apparently the power went out, and I just remember like all of us, so we like all ran into somebody's bed. And then Raina, she actually came in because she was online that night. And she like ran and she scared us so badly. And she's like, "Girls, like just like go in the middle of like the cabin. Like so you're not near the windows." And then like you can just like, and then she came back like 5 seconds later and said like, "We have to leave." So we went to the rec hall. And that was really scary actually. But yeah, that was probably one of my craziest memories that I have.
That was definitely crazy.
That was so scary.
I didn't have to leave. You had to leave.
Yeah, it was because that big tree next to our cabin, it was like almost falling down. And I don't really, and I think it was just because of that and all the trees surrounded by our cabin.
Did you like eating outside this year?
I personally liked it a little bit. I was definitely like cold a lot. Like it was like cold outside, especially like the first week. I liked it. I would rather stay in the mess hall because I feel like it's just like more like camp. And like when you sing, I feel like you definitely like more people like sing. But the difference, I think, is just like people like singing, but hopefully this year we can in the mass hall.
We said you had a crazy memory, but do you have anything from past years?
My first year, my aunt actually came up and she surprised me. And I think the next day we found out Red and White, and I think that was a really good way. It was during casino night, and we just like, and I think they were like, I don't really remember what they said, but we all ran to like the waterfront. And my first year, they actually had this like little like concrete thing right by, like the buddy board. They don't have it anymore. And they put like casino chips out, red and white. And like my aunt was there, and like that was really fun for me to like her to be there for my first year. My second year, I was in cabin three. That was my first year getting up in water skis. And that was also when I first like I met a lot of new people. And I just like remember like the cabin being like the most perfect cabin. Like that was just like an amazing year. There's so many memories you can make from that year.
What are you looking forward to for summer 22?
Summer 2022, so do you remember Taylor Mazzetta? So she's my cousin and her little sister's coming. And I'm like happy like now I have like my like entire family almost there. And I'm also excited if we can go on trips, I'm gonna be a pioneer this year, youngest pioneer, and we probably go to the Dells if we can go. That's something I'm excited for. And just like being at camp, like if we can, we can like do socials. If we can, I don't know if we can. My brother will go to Menominee this year so we can see him. And just like being able to like marry Mira, like red and white, and like seeing how senior cabin does, because this is gonna be a really good senior cabin, I know.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You are very, very welcome. Bye, Sammy.
Bye.
If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Mita, DM us on Instagram at Beside Lake Mita or email us at BesideLakeMita@gmail.com. Until we meet again.